In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll be practicing the full liturgy of the Word again, and I'm looking forward to it. Again, this is one of the key skills for my lay church ministry program that I have to get really good at. Plus, it's a special season. It's the tail end of Easter. So we'll try to pray as much as we can tonight. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the liturgy of the Word. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. I trust you to have mercy on me and ask you to forgive me my sins. To help me to do repentance and act against my sinful tendencies and to do better. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. O God, who surround us with protection through the glorious confession of the martyrs, Saints Marcellinus and Peter, grant that we may profit by imitating them and be upheld by their prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So we've got some great martyrs today, some of the oldest martyrs in the church. And these are not the proper readings for their feasts. They're the readings for the day, for this day of Easter. So there's always like two sets of readings when you have a saint or a memorial in almost every Mass. And one is proper to the special readings, chosen to kind of emphasize the saint's legacy or witness. And then there's the other one that is for the time in the season where you are. So a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The caption is, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? They answered him, we have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. He said, how were you baptized? They replied, with the baptism of John. Paul then said, John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now let us pray Psalm 68 together with this antiphon. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. God arises, his enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so are they driven, as wax melts before the fire. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. But the just rejoice and exalt before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. The father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy place. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. So again, that's just one part of the psalm, actually. We know from the Liturgy of the Hours it's actually a little bit longer. But this is the part they've chosen to pray. We're going to transition into the gospel with this gospel acclamation. Alleluia, alleluia. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, alleluia. And the caption is, take courage, I have conquered the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, part of chapter 16. The disciples said to Jesus, now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage, I have conquered the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Normally we pause for a homily. I will just mention briefly some of the common themes here. Jesus says, I have conquered the world. He fights the spiritual combat against the world, the flesh, and the devil with us. And he knows that we'll often abandon him, right? That we are distractible creatures, just like the apostles. And yet he armors us with such amazing spiritual gifts. And the sacrament of confirmation and baptism is in view in the laying on of hands and the baptism of the Lord into the name of the Lord Jesus in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. So with that brief, tiny little explanation, which we could do more if we were face-to-face, we could kind of talk about it a little bit for a reflection. Let's go on to the creed after a moment of sacred silence. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, and I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With that, we'll turn to our prayers of the faithful. Let us give thanks to Christ, who filled the apostles and the whole church with the consolation of the Holy Spirit. In union with all the faithful, let us cry out, Lord, send your consoling spirit into your church. That's the response, but you can just say, Lord, hear us, or Lord, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, mediator between God and men, you chose priests to share your work. Through them, may all rise with you to the Father. Grant that poor and rich may we meet in friendship, for you are the God of both. Do not let the rich make riches their God. Make your gospel known to all peoples, that all may come to obey you in faith. Send forth your spirit, gentlest of consolers, to wipe away the tears of all who mourn. Purify the souls of the departed, and receive them into the company of your saints and chosen ones in heaven. Through the intercession of St. Marcellinus and Peter, have mercy on all the people praying with me today. Help them find peace, contentedness, and joy. Help them in every way to rejoice in you and to know your love. Pray for your special intentions. We want to pray for Pope Leo to be able to heal the wounds of division that have so separated and estranged people from one another in the church, and that this new papal administration will be a time of unprecedented grace, healing, and witness to the world. Pray for everything that we need to pray for. Lord, send your consoling spirit into your church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, gathering everything into one, spoken and unspoken, we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. And usually that's the part where they would transition into setting the altar, if it were really the second part of the liturgy that we're going to conclude with the collect prayer and a short blessing. O God, who surround us with protection through the glorious confession of the martyrs, Saints Marcellinus and Peter, grant that we may profit by imitating them and be upheld by their prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lots and lots of thoughts there. They have a nice meditation in Magnificat on the Gospel. For the day, let's take a moment to pray as much of a rosary as we can, and to pray for our Holy Father's, for Francis's intentions. May God grant rest to his soul. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Let us pray that each one of us might find consolation in a personal relationship with Jesus, and from his heart learn to have compassion on the world. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we still celebrate this joyous time. We prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Christ is baptized in the River Jordan. He performs a great act of humiliation and humility, because he doesn't want to glorify himself, but he is joined in solidarity, as Pope Benedict says, in oneness and in friendship and communion with sinners who go to John's baptism. So in going down to the waters, he's manifest, yes, as biblical scholars say, as the Son of God, the Spirit will anoint him for the messianic mission that only the Son of God, the new David, can fulfill. But on another level, it's a kingship of humiliation already, because of humility and service, and ultimately of accepting humiliation. Why? Because Jesus doesn't have some spectacular fireworks show, but we also have our baptism where we're acknowledged. We pray to live out our baptism to understand how this mystery applies to our life. As Jesus goes down to the waters, and as Pope Benedict says, has captured, has already taken on to himself the weight that he will bear in the cross, the weight of the sinners that he walks with, that he accompanies in this baptism, and chooses to act on their behalf. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Help us live out our call and baptism to bear your name. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Jesus who protects us, Jesus who takes away. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you. This is the mystery of the light, where Christ is at the wedding of Cana. And again, John's gospel is very rich. It's an icon, a sacramental icon of marriage, of matrimony, of the union of the man and the woman. Like I said, there's a bunch of different ways you could maybe approach it. I think last time I talked about our call to relationship. Let's pray it and see where the Holy Spirit takes us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The third mystery is the mystery that we will sacramentally relive and make present in just a few days, the mystery of the coming of the Holy Spirit during the Jewish feast of Pentecost. Yeah, interesting, right? Jewish feast of Pentecost came to be a time, I believe it was one of the OT feasts, where they celebrated the first sheaf or the first fruits of the harvest, but I believe it was Benedict that again said it evolved and it became also a celebration of the giving of the law. And so the grace of the Holy Spirit, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says so elegantly, is the new law, this life-giving, life-transforming dew from heaven. It brings everything to life with the love that characterizes God's own divine life, makes us able to live out our vocation that we were called to through our participation in God's eternal law, the law that is characteristic of Himself. And this is so awesome. Think about all that stuff, right? But Jesus' apostles will become armored. They were already priests. They already had the power to sacrifice, to confer the sacrifice, and I'm sorry, continue the sacrifice of Christ sacramentally, but they will be witnesses only after receiving and being endowed with the fullness of the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of fortitude, the Spirit of fear of the Lord, that is piety, reverential awe in God's presence. And there's a couple more that I'm forgetting. Strength, fortitude, prudence, I believe, is not one of them. our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And we too will be your messengers, your agents of mercy and reconciliation, if only we can truly love you and be revived because you have loved us first. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. After the resurrection and ascension of Christ, Mary remained with the apostles for some years, but eventually she too was to rise to heaven after having helped them, assisted them, prayed for them, guided them, and guided all the apostles indirectly or perhaps from a hidden place. We don't know exactly what her life was like, but we pray that we too will share in Christ's resurrection, that we too can become able to be energized to fulfill God's will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Free us from our inordinate attachments to our state, to our honor, to our pleasure. Make us rise up with heaven, to heaven. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective rays of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the fifth mystery, Mary is exalted. For her humble service and humble love, she is exalted to the King's right hand. And God will, in a sense, share everything with her, everything that he can, but not Christ's divinity, not his messiahship, not whatever is proper to the Son of David, but in a sense, everything is on loan to her. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and she is his perfect instrument, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. O blessed and clement, O loving and sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us. Thank you for praying so many prayers and reflecting on the Word of God that underlies the Holy Rosary. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory, asking him or her to pray for us and help us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great rest of your night. Thank you for praying. Really, thank you. Thank you for supporting me in my journey to becoming an official minister, lay minister of the church, and all the way. I'm already a certified catechist, so that's like the first one or two steps. And thank you for continuing to support this amazing prayer where we just pray and we unveil the riches of God's gifts in the liturgy.